Tonight, the final episode of Having Been Paying Attention for the Year. It is on at 8:30. Myself, Kitty Flanagan, Ursula Carlson, Sam Pang, and Marty Sheargold.
This isn't fair.
Why is that, man? What's happening?
Because this is a part of everyone's Monday night. Now you're taking one of the last bits of television off.
Well, you can take it off. You can take that up with the host of the show, Mr. Tommy Gleiser. Morning, Tommy.
Hello, Ed. Hey, Marto, Robin.
Why do TV stars have to go on holiday so early?
Hey, we don't call it holidays, we call it hiatus.
Yeah. And at Channel 10 we call it receivership.
So are you coming back then?
Oh, I hope so, unless you've heard something we
have. Yeah, what have you read? You read something in Woman's Day that we should know about? No, we are. We're coming back next year, but also, and this is something we've been discussing in the studio today, Tommy, they're filming The Bachelor in Paradise at the moment, are they not?
They are, but they won't tell us where.
No, they won't tell us, Marto. We've been asking. Yeah, and asking Channel 10, where are they, where are they? And they won't tell us, but
Bathurst,
we got sent.
On
it's
the
not
mountain.
At Bathurst.
Bathurst Island.
But they're Sydney. Yeah. You know who's there? Jared. Remember Jared, the guy that came second to Stu?
Oh.
We got sent a video, didn't we, Tom, of Jared on the island, asking a question. And let's be fair to Jared. Mm. He looks as weird as ever.
Well, he looks a little red. He's been in the sun, and we think it might have been after Sophie knocked him back. He was left just walking round and round that little island.
Yeah, last seen wearing dress shoes in Fiji on the beach.
So whether that took its toll on his complexion, I don't know.
Well, apparently his best friend's a volleyball called Wilson, which is good news for him. Tommy, any highlights from the series? That we did 30 episodes this year.
Any highlights this year? Well. Tonight is sort of celebrating the year because it's not about the news of the week, it's the news of the year. So we're going right back to...
Well, ask Marto and Robin a question from earlier in the year.
Okay.
Let's see if they remember something from earlier in the year.
Who won the Australian Open tennis?
Roger Federer.
Wow.
And the women's?
The ladies?
Ooh, the women's. It had a V followed by an A at the end of a name, I'm sure. Something over.
I think I've tactically made a mistake going into sport with Marto.
Yeah, give me my orange pie.
No, it was Serena Williams.
She was pregnant.
Mm, yes,
she was pregnant.
No,
she was pregnant.
She won the doubles. Robin, Gold Logie this year?
Ooh, who got the Gold Logie?
That's what I'm asking.
Damn.
See, isn't it amazing how quickly we just push this past? In fact, I can't even remember who I'm talking to right now. It's just gone like that.
Well, my name's Osha, and that's Abby. Okay, well, and so what was the answer? Who got the Gold Logie?
Samuel Johnson, I think, might have got it.
Oh, he's had a good year. He got Victorian
he
of the Year as well.
There you go.
Wow, there you go. All right, one more. Give us one more. Give us a political one.
Oh, political one.
These are impossible.
All right, who was the first of the politicians to discover dual citizenship was an issue?
Matt Lattanzo was his name? No.
Was he in
Friends?
Tom. Was married to Olivia Newton-John.
Matt Lattanzo. Who started this whole situation?
It was actually...
Wasn't Matthias Cormann, because that's it, because he's got the crazy accent.
That's too obvious.
Too obvious.
It was a couple of Green senators, actually. Marissa Waters and Scott Ludlam.
Right.
Oh, that's where it all started.
Ludlam. Do you know, I can't tell you how much I miss those Green senators. Yeah, that's what it is tonight, Marto, is every president says people at home going, the new Vegemite. That's right.
That's it.
Well, it is tonight, 8:30, Channel 10. The final have been paying attention of the year. What's our lead-in, Tom? What's on at 7:30?
We have, wait for it, Ed Cavalier, we have All-Star Family Feud.
And which All-Stars have they got? Who have they got?
It's just Family Feud, basically, rebadged. But I'm sure there'll be someone who's vaguely star-like.
Yeah, right. Let's be honest. The phrase All-Star is a stretch these days for Family Feud.
They were sued. They were using the word celebrity and they were told to stop that. So.
They've had to take it off the poster.
It's now Personality Family Feud.
Okay, we'll see you tonight, Tommy, 8:30. Marty Sheargold's on. I know it works for another network, but safe to say that it's... We might not see much of Marty tonight.
Once the lawyers get their hands on the episode.
Yeah, he'd had a couple of cups of tea, if you catch my drift. That's tonight, 8:30, Channel 10.